Hey there, welcome to the Weekday Podcast. My name's Bobby. Thanks for being here today. Recently, I was telling some friends about this time that I got mistaken for being somebody else. Now, I don't know if that's ever happened to you. It's happened a few times, but this time that I'm thinking of was really, really awkward. It was right after high school. I went to basic training in San Antonio, Texas. And then right after basic training, I was transferred to Keesler Air Force Base down in Biloxi, Mississippi. And I was there for about a year. And during that year, I was in electronic school. I was getting trained to work on equipment. Well, there's another guy that was a few months behind me. His last name was Hodge, and he was in a similar related career field, not the same one. So I wasn't around him a lot, but I was around him enough to know that people thought that he and I looked alike. I mean, literally, they thought that we looked enough alike that people would ask, hey, are y'all related? Do y'all know each other? Are you family? And again, I didn't know the guy really well. I knew of him. I'd seen him around. I'd heard people ask me, do you know him? But honestly, I didn't think anything more about it. Well, one afternoon after I got finished with my training for the day, I went by the little post office, picked up my mail, and then I went to a little common area where I just sat down and I was reading my mail. And while I was reading my mail, this girl walked up to me and just started talking to me. Now, if you know me outside of preaching on Sundays, you know I'm pretty cool with just sitting back, relaxing, not really the center of attention. I'm cool with just watching people. So I was a little bit caught off guard when this girl came up and started talking to me, but I thought, well, maybe she's just nice. So she started talking, and the longer the conversation went, the creepier it got. About 5 or 6 minutes into the conversation, she asked this question. She says, so how's your sister? Now, I don't have a sister. So now in this moment, I realize this girl thinks I'm somebody else. But then at the same time, I'm thinking, well, I've been talking to her for 5 or 6 minutes, so there's no way I can tell her now that I don't know her. So I did what any good person would do. I lied. I was like, my sister is great. And so this girl keeps talking. And as she's talking, she begins to ask about my parents. She says, so how are your parents? It's like, well, they're doing really well, thanks. And she says to me, well, it's just been so long. I'm thinking, no kidding. I have no idea who you are. And then as the conversation keeps going, it dawns on me that she thinks I'm this other guy. She thinks I'm Hodge. And then it dawns on me, well, what if Hodge walks into the room? Because he could walk in at any moment. What if this girl sees him, then sees me, and then realizes that I've been just going along with the conversation? She gets mad. She beats me up. So automatically, I think, I got to get out of this, right? Immediately, I think, I've got to shut down this conversation and get out of here. So finally, I did. I awkwardly ended the conversation. I left the room on my way back to my dorm. And on the way back to my dorm, it was mind-boggling. I was like, here's a girl that was convinced that she knew me. I mean, literally, if anybody were to ask her, hey, do you know who you're talking to? I guarantee you, she would be like, of course I know who I was talking to. That's Hodge. Now, if somebody said, are you sure that was Hodge? I mean, are you sure he looked a little bit different? Maybe he looked a little more handsome than usual. Hey, it's my story. I can make my own embellishments, right? If they were to ask her, are you sure that's Hodge? I guarantee you, she would have said, well, I know it's him. We talked about his sister. We caught up on his parents. Well, the truth is, at the end of the day, that girl really had no clue who I really was. Now, I don't mean to be dramatic, but I do think it's accurate to say that there's going to be a day that every single person stands before God himself. There's going to be a day that we give an account for our lives. And in a paraphrase sort of way, God's going to ask us, Jesus is going to ask us, he's going to say, now tell me, how did we meet? And the Bible says that on that day, there are going to be people that have a lot of great things that they did for God, but they never actually met him. I'm reminded of a passage. It's found in the Gospel of Mark. It's found in Mark chapter 7. There's this group called the Pharisees. They were really religious people. They knew the Old Testament law backwards and forward. They knew all the code on the outside. And yet when Jesus looked at them, he says in Mark chapter 7, verses 6 and 7, he says, you honor me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. In other words, these religious people, they knew all the right answers, they knew all of the code, they knew all of the law, they looked great on the outside, but the problem is they didn't know Jesus on the inside. And so I just want to challenge you, I just want to encourage you as a friend today, You may know a lot of great things and you may serve in a lot of wonderful ways, but let's not mistake doing a lot of good things for actually knowing him. See, in 100 years, it's not going to matter what size house we lived in. In 100 years, it's not going to matter what kind of cars that we drove. In 100 years, it's not going to matter what our paycheck was. In 100 years, the only thing that's going to matter is our relationship with him. And that relationship isn't built on laws and codes and creeds. It's not even built on doing a lot of good stuff or giving money. It's built on knowing him, having a relationship with him where there's been a moment that you've met him. So if that's never happened to you, I want to invite you even now to invite him into your life. There's nothing magical about this prayer. There's nothing specific. What it does is it takes the intention of our heart and it communicates it to him. So you could pray something even like this in your head, in your heart, or even out loud if you wanted to. You could say, "Dear Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I know that my sin separates me from you. But I believe you lived the perfect sinless life. And I believe you died on the cross for my sins. And I believe you're alive today. As best as I know how, I ask you to forgive me of my sins and save me." Now again, there's nothing magical about those words, but it's the commitment, it's the heartbeat, it's the intention behind it. And so if you prayed that today, would you just go on to say, "Thank you for saving me"? And if you are a believer, may this be a reminder to you today that you can do a lot of great stuff, but don't neglect the one relationship that matters the most, the relationship you have with Jesus. Hey, if you prayed either of those prayers today, if you would like to get more resources and help in that regard, please drop me an email, just bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, that's just Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, @sugarhillchurch.com. And I'd love to celebrate with you, and I'd love to point you to some resources that we've found helpful. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the podcast. And then we hope, if you're in the Sugar Hill area, to see you this Sunday morning at 9:30 or 11. Have a great day.